It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Hi.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Each and every Tuesday, Megan brings us a guest. Today is no exception. Who have you brought?
Yes, I'm super excited to have Debbie and Carrie here with Amherst Habitat for Humanity. There's a lot of exciting things happening with Habitat right now, and they are here to tell us all about them. We have an open house coming up and some new construction underway and some other programs that they want to share with us. So I recently went out on location and visited and did a kind of a pre-interview. We had a great time together and wanted to come back in and share that with all of you.
Well, really, really cool. And you brought props.
Bonus points, right?
And maybe not props in general. This is actually building materials.
Yes.
Yeah.
And did you want to raise that up?
Sure.
Okay. So that is styrofoam.
Mm-hmm.
And then there seems to be something like a channel in between two sets of styrofoam. Let me pan down too. Let's look at that. All right. Explain how that works.
This is Nudura ICF insulated concrete forms.
Okay.
The first house that we built, it took us 16 hours to go from the footers to the roof line with this, so it's a lot faster.
Really?
Most of our volunteers are older.
Okay.
And, retirees, and so it's easier than lifting. We usually, to lift a long wall, you have to have like 20 people with this. It goes up fast. Each block is 8 feet long, 18 inches tall, so you're building 12 square feet a house at one time.
Wow.
And the second house, since we were more experienced, took us 13 hours to go from footers to roofline. And once you get the Nudura stacked, then it is filled with concrete. It takes winds up to 250 miles an hour.
It's amazing.
Isn't it? And the insulation factors are 50, where standard construction is R16.
Goodness.
The floor joists are put in. The porch connectors are put in all before the concrete. And then as soon as you pour the concrete, you have a header on the top that bolts, 10-inch bolts, go down into the wet concrete.
Goodness.
So your roof is technically attached to the concrete, too.
Wow.
And then we use fortified roofing, which is very little difference in standard roofing other than more nails, and it's a rubberized tape that closes the seams.
Yeah.
So your entire house is stormproof. Our homeowners are not just buying a house that's going to be cheaper for them. They're buying a house that's going to last, they're expected to last 300 years. And,
they're safer.
And yes, safe.
Well, and I would imagine a lot more energy efficient.
And like I said, our factor of 50, so they're getting a lesser power bill, and their
That's
homeowner's
amazing.
Insurance, because the house is so safe,
yeah,
is up to 40% discounted, too.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
So it's truly building generational wealth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a lot of wins all the way around.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really, really is. All right. So tell us about your organization. Tell us all the areas that you serve. And then we'll talk about some upcoming events.
Okay. I went on the board 16 years ago and was the board president for 3 years, was on the board for 6 years, and then became the executive director in 2015. So I'm starting my 11th year as executive director.
Wow, congratulations.
Carrie has been with us for 6 months. so I'm hoping that get her trained to take my place, because retirement is not
she
too far.
She has the little bit of time that we're here cannot begin to cover the work that she has done, the amazing things that she does for Amherst County and the community. They are big shoes to fill. But I love this organization. I feel incredibly proud and honored to work with Debbie and to work with Habitat. Oh.
It's an amazing thing. When I started 15 years ago, 10 years ago as executive director, it was part-time.
Okay.
And it was 36 hours a week, and I'm doing about 60 hours a week now.
Wow.
Well, about how many homes and about how many families have your organization impacted in that period of time?
The open house Monday, this coming Monday, is for house number 43 and 44.
Wow.
And the money from
Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation.
Thank you. He just left. Mm-hmm. Is funding the Nudura for house number 45.
Isn't that amazing? So they received a $16,000 grant from GLCF, and it's enough to cover this product for a whole house.
The entire outside.
That impact.
That's amazing.
All right, no, you can't really measure that.
Wait.
Need a sound effect?
I have to wrap my brain around this. Can you repeat that? Because I may have misheard you.
Yeah.
Okay. How much was the grant?
It's $16,000, and to do our 1,200, 1,300 square foot houses, it's about $14,000 to buy the Nudura. So the grant will cover the entire Nudura.
And that is literally the bulk or the crux the home.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because this is your inside insulation, your outside insulation.
Yeah.
The really cool thing is the sheetrock is screwed into the walls on the inside. The vinyl siding is screwed into the walls on the outside. The plastic ribbing that you see through the middle here is where you screw into. When I was first introduced to Nudura, I was thinking, plastic with a screw, isn't that going to crack? It's 225 pounds of pressure.
Wow. Hmm.
To pull a screw out of that plastic, 175 to pull a nail out of a 2x4.
Well, then it's solidified when the concrete is poured as well, so that reinforces it even more.
Yes. Goodness gracious.
So it's just it's an amazing product. I am so totally sold on it.
All right. So tell us about the open houses that you have coming up. Mm-hmm. And what's the number of each house?
43 is the smaller of the two.
Okay.
That's a family of three.
All right.
And 44 is a family of four.
Wow.
And then we've done probably 20 or more home repairs, mostly ramps is what we try to do in between.
And where are the open houses located?
1360 and 1362 South Coolwell Road.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So right next door to each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's in Madison Heights.
Yeah.
That's Monday, August the 11th from 2 to 6 p.m., mm-hmm. Celebrating 30 years of Habitat in Amherst County.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is fantastic.
Yes.
Talk about your financing program you had mentioned.
Yes. We use, is that where you can see it on the camera?
I can. There you go.
Yeah.
We do things a little different. I kind of call myself a little bit of a rebel at my age. You know, it's kind of like, who cares? the way the Habitat International program works is every homeowner, once they're chosen and have been approved through the program, have to take 12 hours of financial training.
Okay.
I see it a little different. Everybody, the need for financial training is so huge. Mm-hmm. I can talk to 50 people with the same effort that I talk to one person.
Mm-hmm.
We use the Virginia housing literature, and then this actually is open market, has nothing to do with Habitat, so
right.
we add the Habitat factor into it. But if I can train 50 families instead of one, and they are qualified for a Virginia housing loan once they finish my class, we have people every year that go on the open market and buy houses.
Yeah.
And, you know, Virginia housing's rates are cheaper than standard rates. They have the capability of down payment assistance grants and all that. So why not?
Yeah.
You know, why not?
Absolutely.
It's great.
So we had 20 people, 20 families that finished our last financial class, and we're raising credit scores between 100 and 200 points.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
So why not?
Well, that's great.
Seems mission aligned.
Uh-huh. You know? It is.
It really does.
It is.
Well, folks can learn more about Amherst County Habitat for Humanity if you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just type in Amherst County Habitat and boom, it popped up. And has all the links and everything to find Habitat, find out all their information. And do you, for the different classes that you do, do you have to register in advance, or
yes,
what do you have to do there?
And from the last class having 20 people, and we've gotten 6 families qualified so far. We only build 2 to 3 houses a year, depending on what land we find. If we have land that's just for one house, it's just going to be one house for a year. Okay. We basically are working with 5 volunteers.
Okay. Wow. Do you need more volunteers?
Yeah, we need more. Definitely need more volunteers.
Can you see the energy when you say volunteers? Construction volunteers? Yeah. Yes, please.
And folks can learn more about volunteer opportunities as well. We've got the link up. And you can find it on Share Greater Lynchburg. You can search Amherst County Habitat for Humanity, and go on there. Can they volunteer online and sign up?
Yes, there is a email address.
Okay.
Do you need volunteers at the indoor yard sale as well?
Is
that
yes?
I know that you can. Yes. You always use people to.
We can. That's how I started. That's how I started.
If you're not into construction or able to do that, you can work at the indoor yard
sale. You need to be able to. You know, I've had some people that have offered to volunteer, and all they can do is sit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's not what I need.
Bill, you're up.
You know, we need people that can run around the store, wait on people, and help. You know,
sort.
Vacuum.
Pack.
Clean the toilet.
Yeah. Okay, well, Bill, you're back in.
I'm back in.
You're back in.
I've done all those things.
Never seen a man clean a better toilet.
Yeah.
He is back in.
Do you want the address?
Well, yes. Tell the folks where it is and what your hours are.
130 Amberire Court. We are up the hill beside Centra Amherst.
Okay. Mm.
And the building is donated by Centra. Hmm. So we greatly appreciate them. We are open every Thursday and Friday. Our Facebook is Amherst Habitat. And the calendar for our hours is always pinned to the top of that post.
Great.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much. And thank you for all you do, by the way. This is tremendous work in helping folks to not only just get into their own home, but get into such a safe, resilient home that is going to last.
Yes.
That really is truly building generational wealth.
Right. And one of the things I'd be remiss if I didn't say, Robert O'Brien with Lynchburg Ready Mix donates the concrete.
Tremendous.
For the interior of these walls.
That is tremendous.
And Nudura gives us half price on the forms.
That's great.
So I really should have
found the screwdriver.
No, we're good.
Is the Mike Show? It's
there
the Tuesday
again.
Edition. Yeah, that's going to go. So Megan will hold on to the microphone as she talks about Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation.
Well, I'm just thrilled to anytime we can peel back a layer and understand the impact of those grants. I mean, the fact that $16,000 is being invested by neighbors in our community in some capacity and who have invested over, somewhere along our 53-year history and has said, we want to help build generational wealth through housing. We want to invest in this. Some of it's designated, some of it's undesignated funding, but to be able to know that it's going to fund this product for an entire house is really powerful. So we'll continue to tell that story and tell the stories of how the dollars are going. Last year, GLCF donated $2.4 million to different organizations through neighbors, just giving contributions that have been invested. So it's really cool. And I love this work. But Share Greater Lynchburg and GLCF were part of the nonprofit summit last week. We had 165 different nonprofit leaders and business leaders from across the region attend. And that represented about 70 different organizations. And it was just a really powerful day of connection. We've had really good feedback. It always feels like a family reunion to me. It's truly one of my favorite days of the year. A lot of great learning, a lot of great connection, new relationships, new training for younger nonprofit leaders. That's really powerful to connect with those more seasoned and been in the area for a while. So we'll continue to do that through things like our lunch and learns every month. We have one coming up at Rush Homes later this month, and we have an executive director's luncheon as well. So you can find all that in our newsletter that comes out this week. And the feature story will obviously be about Amherst Habitat, so you can see all the links to everything as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for an opportunity to volunteer, even at the board level, if you're part of a nonprofit organization and you're not on the SHARE platform, you need to be. It's absolutely positively free. There's 189 local nonprofits in our area that are already on the SHARE platform, and it's a great place to learn how to volunteer, attend these events, and even you can make donations to these organizations directly through the SHARE platform.
Yes, and I will say I've been meeting with different colleges, and as we prepare for students to come back, they're looking for internships, yeah, both for the fall and the spring. So we have an easy way to post an internship opportunity on your page,
okay,
and board opportunities. All that is kind of kicking back again as we get the fall underway. So don't forget to post your internship and your board positions as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's sharegreaterlynchburg.org, and you can also learn more by visiting lynchburgfoundation.org. For everything that the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation does. Well, folks, thank you so much for taking time today. I have some studio maintenance to do.
We're all cleaning house right now.
Yeah, we are.
Gravity.
It's just a gravity issue.
It's a science project.
Wait a minute. Habitat has tools.
Yes, we do.
I bet the styrofoam could help us right now.
It really could. I mean, once we drill that thing into that, it's not going anywhere for 300 years.
Yeah,
we will. All right. It's the Mike Show. It's a Tuesday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.